Question from Ankur Goyal Prabhu. Why did Shishupal get Sayujya Mukti after being killed by Lord Krishna instead of getting liberated? Because he had been the lodge doorkeeper, and curse of taking three births had been completed. Answer: the Acharyas explained that the Sayujya Mukti was only apparent. That actually, eventually he got his the mukti back in terms of going back to the spiritual world and becoming an associate of the Lord eternally. But for the sake of demonstrating to the world that he did indeed get liberation, it was a visible manifestation created that the demon entered into the body of the Lord. In general, we often think of entering into the body of the Lord as merging in an impersonal Brahman sense. But we have to understand that Krishna is non-different from the spiritual world also. So just because say a spark of light is seen to emerge from the body of a demon and enter into the body of the Lord, that doesn't in and of itself mean that that soul has attained impersonal liberation. All that it demonstrates is that something extraordinary has happened during that time. And that extraordinariness is demonstrated by the fact that the soul, instead of going where it was destined by its normal karmic misdeeds, that soul has now attained to a spiritual destination, a divine destination, but attained back, gone back to God. So, some demons may go to the Brahma Jyoti, and some demons may go to the spiritual world proper and return to their positions in Vaikuntha or Goloka or Ayodhya. But which destination, who will attain specifically? That we will have to look at the broader context and understand from a philosophical and scriptural perspective. So, apparently it may seem that Shishupal attained Sayujya Mukti, but actually all that we can unambiguously say is that he attained Mukti. So his soul went into the body of the Lord. But after that, what happened to the soul? That is not necessarily demonstrated through that visible manifestation. So to understand what happened eventually, we have to look at the overall scriptural context. And we know from the scriptures, as you have pointed out, that a soul goes back to that Jai Vijay after completing the three births, return back to their positions in Vaikuntha. So that's what happened to Shishupal. Thank you.